الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Just as a reminder, today is the day of Jumu'ah, the king of the days and the king of our ibadat, especially for the day of Jumu'ah, a special ibadat, Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. We should try and read every day 100 times Durood Sharif, and Fridays we should try and increase our Durood. It comes in a hadith, a person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Ta'ala himself will write on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nar, minan nifaq, he's free from hypocrisy. Wa bara'atum minan nar, and he's free from the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. After Jum'ah, Ibn Sunni, Rahmatullah alayhi, in Amalul Yawm wal Layl has written, a person who will read after Jum'ah 100 times Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdi, then 100,000 of his sons will be forgiven, and 24,000 of his parents' sons will be forgiven. So it doesn't take long at all, and what great rewards. So we should try and read after Jum'ah while sitting in the masjid, or even walking to the mess, wherever we can read our 100 times Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven, and 24,000 of our parents' sins will be forgiven. May Allah give us all tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The deen, accepted deen by Allah Ta'ala, is the deen of Islam. This we all take for granted. We are Muslims and we got the deen of Islam. In the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Any person who will choose, pursue any other way of life. Deen is the way of life, not just my religion. It is my way of life. Any person who will pursue any other way of life besides Islam, فَلَيْنْ يُقْبَدَ مِنْ. It won't be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And the most serious thing is that in the Akhirat, which is forever and ever, he will be amongst the great losers. That means he won't get Jannat, he won't get the pleasure of Allah. On the other hand is Jahannam, and the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, and the sufferings in Jahannam. And if it is without Islam, then forever and ever a person will have to suffer. So a person must be concerned that, am I on Islam or not? Is my Islam correct? Till recently, it was quite enough for us to be, that we are not so concerned about it, that I've got Islam. But now, with the enemies, Shaitan, making inroads in our own circles also. So now we have to be careful and think very carefully, am I on Islam, the Islam which the Quran Sharif is speaking about? For example, we all know, since some recent time, we didn't have to worry, Shias also call themselves Muslims. They say also their religion is Islam, but we knew that they are not Muslims. And that was, we didn't have much concern about it. It's not in our circles. Our people are not Shias, don't become Shias. So we weren't so worried about it. And then we know also that the Qadianis also call themselves Muslims. So for the ayat, Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam, the Islam of Qadiani, does it apply to them? Does it apply to the Islam, what the Shias call themselves Muslims? We know it doesn't. And we know our people were not Qadianis. It didn't really concern us. We know that they are Qadianis. They call themselves Muslims, but they are not Muslims. Then then we have to think now, now the disease has come within us also. And not only in our circles as Muslims, but in our ulama fraternity also. We find big divisions now. And based also, and in that, each one of us must be concerned whether I'm on the correct Islam or not. For example, now with the interfaith movement, Islam is Islam. Now with an interfaith movement, one world, one religion. And that is a religion where we accommodate Jews also, Christians also, and the reality of the matter is, which is not a hidden fact, it's an open thing, that they want all to follow Judaism. That is the whole planning of this. So we know that, and even if that is not the case, a mixture of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, it's not Islam. Islam is that one pure, pristine deen, which we know. But now, our own ulama are promoting all this interfaith business, which is not the deen of Islam. Interfaith and all that is not the deen of Islam. And many of us must be aware, somebody may not be aware, that last week, that 21-year-old boy in Lanesia who died, up to the age of 20, he was a very good boy in school, madrasa, very good results. His ustads, teachers had great respect for him. Even as a student, they respected him. His qualities, what good signs and qualities he had. But then at the age of about 20, he got mixed up with this interfaith thing. And with the result that last week he died, after 1 year that he got mixed up with this interfaith thing, and his burial was taken from a cathedral, from a church, and it was taken to a crematorium to be cremated. Now a person, for 20 years he was in Islam, and he was a bright student, a good student, a respected student, but just he got involved in this interfaith thing, and see now what is the end of it. So we have to be very careful, so it's in our circles now. Then again, just about last week or so also, one of the masjids in Lanesia, which has got a hall adjacent to the masjid, and naturally those people who did it at that time were for Muslim functions, like for example a walima or any other such function like that, hifz khatam, etc. But what was that hall used for? And advertised openly, and with the logos of the ulama bodies also, and with the logo of the non-ulama or non-Muslim bodies also, and a pure political gathering, pure political, nothing to do with deen and with Islam, pure political, and they advertise it, all are invited, Muslims, non-Muslims, man, woman, and no segregation. Also, just the false pretense of just woman one side, man one side, and a little screen in, not even that, mixed sitting. Completely, you're sitting here, a woman is sitting next to you. Muslim woman, this side, a non-Muslim woman. A mixed gathering. And the speakers also, a non-Muslim, non-Muslim speakers also. Female speakers also. And all this is happening, so it's right in our circles. So if we are not going to be concerned, and at the same time, when this is happening here, one alim is giving Juma Bayan about proving the interfaith, that it is permissible, and that Islam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, waliyazu billah, which nothing can be further from the truth, that he also promoted interfaith. Where are we reaching? So we have to be very careful. We, our families, our brothers, sisters, who are going to schools, universities, who are going to the workplaces, etc., they are our blood. And وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. In dunya there is the great loss, if you're not a Muslim. Allah's rahmat, Allah's wrath is on you. No rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you do, even the good you do, if you have lost your iman, your good is also nothing. So it is a very serious matter. And then in the qabr, and then on the day of Qiyamah, what will be the condition? And then forever to burn in the fire of Jahannam. And it affects me. It affects every one of us. It's right in our circles. So which Islam is correct? Everyone will say we are working for Islam. We are working for the Muslims. And we are Muslims. But am I a Muslim? That we have to see. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that the Jews were divided in 71 sects. The Christians were divided in 72 sects. There are different narrations. This is one narration as well. And my ummah will be divided in 73 sects. And all of them will be going to the fire of Jahannam besides one. One sect out of the 73 will be Naji, who will gain salvation and they will go to Jannah. So when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that, it's a fact and a reality. So I call, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my ummah to call themselves Muslims, they will be 73 sects. Only one will be going to Jannah. The 72 are doomed for the fire of Jahannam. So I have to be concerned, which side am I? In that one or the 72? Naturally, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who are the greatest concerned about the deen, they ask that who are those who will be the Naji, who will go to Jannah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, on which I am and my Sahaba, on which they are. And that is, the easy translation of that is, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ma ana alihi is what I am. The Sunnah, my Sunnah. And my Sahaba were Sahabi. So the Ahlus Sunnah who follow the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Sahaba, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Jama'at of the Sahaba. So we have to see that is my Islam, look in the mirror of the Islam of the Sahaba, of the Islam of the Sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and see my Islam, is it corresponding to that? We look in that mirror. It's very, very important that we have to see my Islam, is it corresponding to that or not? Or is it corresponding with the Islam which is being propagated, promulgated by the United States? They have made their firm. And it's on the internet, everything. Anyone can go and see how they are planning and what their planning is to win over Muslim leaders, ulama, and the prominent ulama, to get them in their grips. And they will promote their things. And they will teach their things. So are we following that type of Islam? A modern type of Islam. A watered down type of Islam. Islam, that which they call now, that we are the minority in a majority non-Muslim country. So we must be tolerant. What do they mean by tolerant? You must accept what they say. What they are saying, we must accept. And our Islam must be according to the standards of these people. Not the standards of Quran and Hadith. Not the standards of Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. The Sunnah and the Sahaba. Not that. We have to follow this. This is what they want. So I have to say, Najin is only that one. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. They're only they going to gain salvation. So all these other types of Islams and these isms which are there now, all the different types, as what we have to be concerned, this modern type of Islam, this watered down type of Islam, this liberal Islam. And they will call these other people, they are conservative. And what do they mean by conservative? They belong to the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They are backwards. So we should be proud if they call us that you are conservative, you are following the old Islam, you are following traditional Islam, you are following the Islam of 1400 years ago. We are not like that. We know we are so weak, but we are trying to follow that. But at least if they call us that you are following that, we should be happy. Islam means, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, ittabi'u, follow, wala tabdi'u, and do not come with innovations. Do not come with new things in Islam. So we must follow Quran and Hadith. So that is what we have to follow. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I'm leaving you on a path which is very clear, as the day is different from the night, and the night is different from the day, on that clear path. And it's there in front of us. There is nothing to be so. It's no conundrum. It's nothing to be worried that I don't know which is the right Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah, no matter how much salawat we send, may Allah ta'ala raise the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, his sahaba, his family, to the highest heights and continue raising their position. What a great, how much sacrifices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to show us a very, very clear path. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, as the day is different from the night, I'm leaving you on a path which is so clear, as the night is different from the day. And nobody can go astray from that path but that person who just wants to destroy himself. When the path is so clear, and who doesn't know what is the sunnah of the sahaba? What is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the life of the sahaba? So I have to see, am I on that line, or am I on the line of a Western form of Islam? What the United Nations want from us? A new world order, a new world, a new one world religion. All those things they are taking. Am I going in that direction, or am I holding firm? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that hold firm to my sunnah. Addu alayha bin nawajis. With your back teeth, when you want to really hold something, you don't bite it with your front teeth, it will go out. You hold it firmly with your back teeth. So hold the sunnah. Am I trying to hold onto the sunnah firmly? And when you do that, they say you are narrow-minded. And you are very strict. And you are very hard. You got a very hard type of Islam. But that Islam is going to give us our salvation. So we have to see. And we very important to see who we mix with. Who we take advice from. Who are we going to. Who are we talking to. All that has got an influence on us. Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, a person came to him and said, I want to read one ayat of the Quran. I won't say one word from my side. Ibn Sirin told these people who were on, take him out from here, let him go. He said, I just want to read an ayat, Quran Sharif, and I won't say one word from my side. He said, just take him out. When they took him out, then they said, but he was only going to read an ayat. What's wrong? Ayat is ayat of the Quran Sharif. He said, even a person who is on falsehood, that was a Shia, even if a falsehood, even a person who is on falsehood speaks the truth, the effects of that falsehood will come also. And a person who speaks, of dunya, but he speaks of deen. He speaks of dunya. There, in his dunya's talk also there will be noor. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi explained this, that a person who has got deen in him, and he talks about dunya. There are necessary things to talk of dunya also. I want to buy this, I have to get this, whatever, I want to go there. There is noor in there also. And a person of batil, who is on falsehood, even if he speaks the truth, not one word he says wrong, but there will be zulmat in there. There will be darkness in there. So it's not enough that this is a maulana, and he's speaking, and his talk is nothing wrong. But what is in him, that effect will definitely come on a person. On one occasion, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was of the UK. He was originally from Pakistan. He was visiting us here, and one of our senior ustads spoke to him and told him that he wants to study the books of Maududi. Maududi was first also on Haq. And he wrote very good kitabs on the Hurmat of Interest, for example, on Parda of Woman, very good kitabs. But then he went astray. And we don't know who goes astray what time. So it's not a matter of personalities. It is what a person is on. At any time, whoever goes astray, after he's gone astray, he's cancelled completely. So he wanted to study. So Allama Sahib told him, never ever do that. He's so subtle in his writing, you won't know when you get caught up with him. And you will start thinking like him. You are going to go and to fight him, to give the answers. But you will be caught up and you will start thinking like him. Allah, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives one very good example of this, a practical example. Two brothers, it was winter, very cold, and they had nothing to keep them warm. No blanket or anything. They were at the riverside and they saw like a blanket floating in the water. So they looked at one another, let's go for the blanket. So, okay, you go and bring the blanket. We need a blanket. Yeah, it's just flowing in the water. We need a blanket. When he went, and sometime, and he's not coming back. So this brother who is on the bank, he shouted and said, come now, bring the blanket and come. He said, it's not letting me go. He said, what do you mean the blanket is not letting you go? You just bring it and come. So then what it was? It wasn't a blanket, it was a bear. And this was the back of the bear. Now the bear caught hold of him. Now the bear is going to eat him, is going to devour him. And now he can't come out. Like that, many times we say we mix with these people. We go to their functions. We want to listen to them, what they are saying. And we get caught up. And we don't know then we are in the trap. Haji Bey Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to give very, very beautiful, practical examples. He said that if somebody is drowning, save the person. Go out and help the person. But when you see he is pulling you down and you also going to get drowned, then leave him. Then don't try and save him. Now you also going to get drowned. So a person who is on Basil, we make dua, we make some effort also. But when we see we getting caught, and we it's not easy for us to understand when we get caught, then they'll take us down and drown us also in kufr and shirk and in the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to be very, very careful. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, al-halalu bayyinun, wal-haramu bayyinun. Halal and haram is also clear cut. There is no doubt. There are so many things which are so clear halal and haram. Between them, there are mushtabahat, the doubtful things. And if you don't to save yourself from the doubtful, you will fall into the haram. And if you save yourself from the doubtful, you will remain well into the halal. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the cow that grazes at the border, at the fence, that cow at any time will go beyond the limit also. It will go outside also. And the cow that grazes in the middle of the land, that cow is safe. And when that cow goes out of the land into the next person's land, they will start hitting that cow, throwing stones at it, take sticks and hit at it. So we also, when we go in mushtabahat, we will be also on the border. And when we go out, then all the kufr and shirk will attack us. And we will be vulnerable, fully vulnerable. And if you stay in the middle, with all the, not only the faraid and wajibat, sunnat and nafil and mustahab, then you are in safe grounds. But if you go on the borders, like it's common with us today, how many things we just, our namazes, we leave out so many namazes, shortcuts in our namazes, and so many things, how many other masalas, jama bain salatain, which in our ulama has become common. And not only on Safar, but even at home. Shias only make three namazes a day. They join Zohar and Asr, Maghrib and Isha. Salafis, also they make Jama Bain Salatain. All this has come in us already. So all this, we are going in that direction, we will destroy ourselves. So we must be very careful that on which Islam am I? That Islam is clear, there is no doubt. But which Islam am I on? Am I following the Islam of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and the Jama'atul Sahaba, or am I following the Islam of America? Am I following the Islam of the United Nations? Am I following the Islam of one world, one religion, the interfaith, all this modernism, liberalism, and remember also that the nafs likes everything to be rosy and likes everything to be easy. So this modern Islam is like easy. You do what you want to, listen to music also. You mix with women and talk with women also freely. Namazes, you're not so particular. You don't have to be, what they say, that you don't have to sweat the small stuff. All the namaz is also a small thing. You don't have to be so particular about that. Yes, to attend a political meeting is a big important thing. To watch the sports. And that also, students, please, for your own sake, don't take any interest in the sports, the soccer tournament and that. Inshallah, sometime we will discuss, and the Kitab Madrasa is printing. Read that, and how many people have died on kufr because of the sports. And the sports is the worst honey-coated poison. We don't realize how terrible it is. And it is the most terrible thing. And it isn't sports anymore. It is a whole lot of other haram things in there. Not according to our standards, according to their standards. There is gambling, there is match fixing, all the other, all haram things which are taking place. And we are fooled. Israel haven't got one team of merit in soccer, cricket, golf, rugby, nothing. They are ruling the world. They put us all, and they've said it clearly, it's in their protocols. We'll put the people in all this entertainment and sports and useless pursuits. La yani. Nothing whatsoever. We will get them involved in that, and they will do all their thing, and we will rule over them. And whenever they want to do some major thing against the Muslims, at that time, they just have this World Cup, for example. Now, everyone's attention is so lot to that, our namazes are gone. Forget making dua for the Muslims. For our farz namazes, we are not making. Jamaat, those who are particular with jamaat, they don't come to the masjid. They have to watch their soccer. Hey, we are more interested in all that. It's a complete make dua. Allah must take it out of our hearts. The sports and all the, whether it's cricket, whether it's soccer, any, the way it grabs a person. Friends that have written to us, and imagine to this extent, one friend wrote to us that you have the British Premier League. We didn't even know when he wrote this, then I came to know soccer in Britain. Then he says you have got the Fantasy League. The very word fantasy, it's fantasy, there isn't. So what is that? He explained to me in his email that in your mind you choose your players. From this team, the top players. And then they play in your mind, it's fantasy. They playing a game with another, a soccer match with somebody else. And he says the whole day at work, you are obsessed with it. You come home, you are obsessed with it. Everything, and he's a namazi, he's a half, he's a Quran. And he says you're just thinking of that. And anyone who speaks against it, you build hatred for that person. On one occasion, I spoke about this in the morning, Tarjumah, Quran Tarjumah, and a very good friend, he said that, Maulana, what you said was 100% correct, but it's a very bitter pill to swallow. We can't accept it. We are so much in soccer that we can't accept it. Make dua, Allah, take us out, whoever is involved. And today, you are students. Ulama are involved. Good ulama. Prominent ulama, Jummah time, they had the sports stadium. Eh? And they are, in fact, not only there, they promote it, putting it on YouTube, that they are there at the sports stadium at Jummah time. Now, Jummah has, na'uz billah, got no value in their eyes. And to be at the sports stadium, and what doesn't happen there? All the worst things. How many stampedes, how many riots take place on the sports ground? How many people lose their lives? So anyway, see on which deen we are. Be very concerned for us, our families, our close people. Are we on ma ana alayhi wa ashabi? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I leave two things with you. If you stick to that, you will never go astray. Kitabullah wa sunnati. See that am I holding on to Kitabullah and Sunnah, or am I following another way? Also very important, today generally the ulama have made the standard, this modern deen, this liberalism, freedom. And then they look for something in Quran and Hadith to prove their point. We must make Quran and Hadith our benchmark. And then what if they put pressure on us, they make zulm on us, we try and get around it somehow. And we seek the help of Allah. But we don't make their way our benchmark, and we try and find proof of it in the Quran and Hadith. And all that is obscure, stupid proofs they take out, which got no relevance. So we must make dua, Allah keep us on sirati mustaqim, Allahumma laqini hujjat al-iman inda al-mamat, that iman I must die with, otherwise it's total destruction. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.